You are listening to 97.9 The Kill. I am Aaron Keck here in the studio, joined by Victor Lewis, who is Cumbearing Trends.
I have, and I figured that we're overdue for a trends that is encouraging, fun, just generally nice to listen to. So I spent some time in Science Magazine.
As opposed to these harsh, abrasive trends that you
Some of them are. Some of them are not very fun. But this one is, because in Science Magazine, Joseph Hallett wrote an article about garter snakes. And a new study of garter snakes found that they are social creatures. They form groups within communities of snakes that like hanging out with each other. Which, just imagining small little garter snakes just being friends, just lifts some burden in my heart somewhere. The study tracked over 3,000 individual snakes in a 250-hectare. I've never actually said that word. I've only ever seen it written down.
Like a hectare? Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
A 250-hectare study area over 12 years in Windsor, Canada.
A hectare is this, like, weird metric American mishmash that just should not be.
Yeah.
It's like a Frankenstein.
Yeah, it's a very strange unit of measurement. I wish we could have just done something a little more standardized. I don't know why we even use acres at all. Square miles / square kilometers is just a better way to do this. But
well, if you have like 5 acres of land, that's much more impressive than saying I have like 0.2 square miles of land.
But one of them is easier to understand and more precise.
It's the acre.
It is. We need it. It's a pillar of this society. So anyway, this study
snakes.
Of thousands of snakes in Windsor, Canada found that the snakes don't just wander around aimlessly, just kind of like looking for stuff that snakes do. They're not just looking for stuff to eat. They specifically hang out in the vicinity of an often reliable community of fellow snakes. They have like a neighborhood. Like the garter snakes have other snakes that they're comfortable being around, and they more or less stay in that general area. The average group was about 3 to 4 snakes who are all friends, and some of the larger communities reached like 46 snakes in size who would all just sort of know each other and hang out in each other's general area.
And insofar as they are in a detail that you threw out there and then moved very quickly on from Windsor, Canada, they're all very nice, being like Canadian and Midwestern. And
so I actually had kind of a joke to wrap this up about just like, but of course this study was performed in Canada, so
well,
all of these
all
snakes
nice.
Are
yeah.
much nicer than the American snakes who
oh,
probably
yeah.
have far fewer friends.
Okay, so here's a question, which has nothing to do with what you wanted to talk about, but is actually tangentially related. I saw a quote the other day, which I believe is wrong. It was some yutz talking about how human beings are the only animal with a sense of morality. And a sense of right and wrong, and all other animals live day to day in a world where there is no right, there is no wrong, you just do for you and whatever. I think that's crap. But the question is, at what point in like animal evolution, like what's the lowest point in animal evolution where a sense of morality or right and wrong actually did develop, where an animal has a feeling of like fairness or right or like doing, like having friends and wanting positive things to happen to them more than others kind of thing.
I mean, this is a fascinating dive into what exactly constitutes sentience of a sort.
A little bit.
Yeah. And I also find myself wondering this sometimes, not quite put in this exact manner.
Because it sounds like if garter snakes like have their own community
and
like box socials and whatever. Then
so this actually sort of relates to a trends B-side that I looked at and decided not to discuss, where a study was performed with chimpanzees where they put images of other chimps in front of them,
mm-hmm.
of other chimps in the same troop or some like chimps in a rival troop. And they found that they could put images up on a board of chimpanzees who were in that troop but had died a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the chimps would look at those images about 12 to 20% longer, thus indicating recognition.
Yes.
So I think the identification of a family / friend unit and some sort of caring thereof, which you took a really positive bent to it, of me and my, like, I would like my garter snake friends to succeed. I think you could also take that in a more negative one. I am sad if they're gone, and I am angry if you do something to them.
Yes, yes.
Those senses of emotion bubbling just beneath the surface is what eventually gives way to the infinite hubris of man, of we're the only ones that know right from wrong.
Right. And then, of course, you know, Socrates comes in and says, no, if you just want good things to happen to your friends, that's not justice. That's not morality. Morality is something even higher. And that's book one of the Republic. But that's the beginnings. That's the early stirrings, I think.
You see, what makes us human is the ability to just navel gaze and get really solipsistic
Ooh.
About anything.
Yeah.
That's what makes us human, and therefore better.
Human beings, we go up our own butts about everything.
It's our favorite thing to do. We just sit around just being relative as all heck all the time.